Nearing the finish line for the penultimate time, Louis fixed his eyes on the gleaming head of the pomaded competitor, who was many runners ahead. He began a dramatic acceleration. Around the turn and down the backstretch, Louis kicked, his legs reaching and pushing, his cleats biting the track, his speed dazzling. One by one, runners came up ahead and faded away behind. "All I had," Louis would say, "I gave it." As Louis flew around the last bend, Huckert had already won, with Lehtinen behind him. Louis wasn't watching them. He was chasing the glossy head, still distant. He heard a gathering roar and realized that the crowd had caught sight of his rally and was shouting him on. Even Hitler, who had been contorting himself in concert with the athletes, was watching him. Louis ran on, Pete's words beating in his head, his whole body burning. The shining hair was far away, then nearer. Then it was so close that Louis again smelled the pomade. With the last of his strength, Louis threw himself over the line. He had made up 50 yards in the last lap and beaten his personal best time by more than 8 seconds. His final time, 14 minutes, 46.8 seconds, was by far the fastest 5,000 run by any American in 1936, almost 12 seconds faster than Lash's best for the year. He had just missed seventh place. As Louis bent, gasping over his spent legs, he marveled at the kick that he had forced from his body. It had felt very, very fast. Two coaches hurried up, gaping at their stopwatches, on which they had clocked his final lap. Both watches showed precisely the same time. In distance running in the 1930s, it was exceptionally rare for a man to run a last lap in 1 minute. This rule held even in the comparatively short hop of a mile. In the three fastest miles ever run, the winner's final lap had been clocked at 61.2, 58.9, and 59.1 seconds, respectively. No lap in those three historic performances had been faster than 58.9. In the 5,000, well over 3 miles, turning a final lap in less than 70 seconds was a monumental feat. In his record-breaking 1932 Olympic 5,000, Lehtinen had spun his final lap in 69.2 seconds. Louis had run his last lap in 56 seconds. After cleaning himself up, Louis climbed into the stands. Nearby, Adolf Hitler sat in his box among his entourage. Someone pointed out a cadaverous man near Hitler and told Louis that it was Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's minister of propaganda. Louis had never heard of him. Pulling out his camera, he carried it to Goebbels and asked him if he'd snap a picture of the Führer. Goebbels asked him his name and event, then took the camera, moved away, snapped a photo, spoke with Hitler, returned, and told Louis that the Führer wanted to see him. Louis was led into the Führer's section. Hitler bent from his box, smiled, and offered his hand. Louis, standing below, had to reach far up. Their fingers barely touched. Hitler said something in German. An interpreter translated, "Ah, you're the boy with the fast finish."